Dropbox loses CEO amid strategic overhaul, testing investor patience. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde, and number 9,650, the U.S. Army compressed targeting decisions from 2 to 3 hours into 3 minutes using Palantir and hashtag X27's AI platform during the African Lion 2026 exercise in Morocco with 30 partner nations. African Lion 2026 was the largest U.S.-led military exercise on the African continent and fielded ground robots with machine guns, explosive-carrying drones, and quadcopter prototypes armed with 9mm rifles. AI has transitioned from a modernization roadmap item to active battlefield infrastructure, significantly narrowing the procurement window for private capital investment in defense technology. The U.S. Army compressed a 2 to 3 hour targeting decision into 3 minutes using an AI platform built by Palantir during the African Lion 2026 exercise in Morocco, the largest U.S.-led military exercise on the African continent, conducted with 30 partner nations. That single data point reframes the entire defense tech investment thesis. AI is no longer a modernization roadmap item, it is active battlefield infrastructure, and the procurement window for private capital is narrowing fast. African Lion 2026 brought together American forces, 30 allied nations, and more than a dozen private defense contractors in the Saharan terrain near Tantan, Morocco. Alongside conventional artillery and infantry drills, the exercise fielded ground robots mounted with machine guns, explosive-carrying drones, and quadcopter prototypes armed with 9mm rifles. U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Ramon Len Guerrero, speaking to CBS News from the Joint Operations Center in Agadir, confirmed that Palantir's AI-driven platform enabled kill-chain decisions at a speed that would have been operationally impossible 5 years prior. The contractors on site were not observers. They received direct feedback from soldiers in the field while competing for future modernization contracts. 5 years ago, this might have taken 2 or 3 hours. We did it in 3 minutes. Lieutenant Colonel Ramon Len Guerrero, U.S. Army, speaking to CBS News at African Lion 2026. The nut paragraph for institutional investors is this: the U.S. military is no longer piloting AI in controlled lab environments. It is stress-testing vendor platforms in live multinational exercises and awarding procurement feedback in real time. That is the inflection point. Defense budgets are denominated in the hundreds of billions annually. The slice allocated to AI-enabled command and control, autonomous systems, and decision support platforms is growing, and the companies with field-proven deployments, specifically those with documented performance at exercises like African Lion, are building moats that pure software commercial peers cannot replicate. The kill chain compression trade, Palantir and the platform incumbency advantage. The 3-minute targeting cycle documented at African Lion 2026 is not a marketing claim from a vendor slide deck. It was observed by CBS News journalists embedded with the exercise and attributed on the record by a named U.S. Army officer. For private equity and institutional investors, the distinction matters enormously. Field validation in a live exercise with 30 partner nations is a reference deployment that accelerates procurement timelines across allied defense establishments. Palantir's position as the named platform in the Joint Operations Center in Agadir gives the company a documented proof point in the highest value segment of defense AI, killchain management. Lieutenant Colonel Len Guerrero also confirmed to CBS News that fully autonomous systems capable of making lethal targeting decisions without human approval already exist, though he declined to specify which, if any, real-world operations have used them. That disclosure, understated as it was, signals the next phase of procurement. Human-on-the-loop systems are the current standard. Autonomous systems are the near-term addressable market. The vendors who own the data infrastructure connecting sensor to shooter in today's exercises will have the integration advantage when procurement shifts to full autonomy. Our view, platform incumbency in defense AI compounds differently than in commercial software. Switching costs are not contractual, they are operational. Armies train on specific interfaces. Command cultures form around specific decision workflows. The vendor whose platform ran the kill chain at African Lion 2026 is not easily displaced by a competitor with a better algorithm in 2028. GraveIBE and the AI threat multiplier, a second market forming in parallel while the U.S. military deploys AI offensively, adversaries are doing the same at the lower end of the sophistication spectrum but with accelerating capability. With Secure, the cybersecurity firm, has attributed a persistent campaign targeting Ukraine, Ukrainian military organizations, government entities, and civilian businesses to a previously undocumented threat actor designated GraveIBE, assessed as Russian-speaking and operating in alignment with Kremlin intelligence objectives. With Secure researcher Mohammad Kazem Hassan Najad documented Grayvibe's use of generative AI and large language models to augment malware development, specifically custom obfuscators, loaders, and remote access trojans including Phantom Relay, Legion Relay, and FalseSpy. The group has been active since at least August 2025, deploying attack chains across spear phishing, fake captcha pages, fraudulent Ukrainian adult club websites, and sites impersonating Ukrainian charitable foundations supporting the armed forces. With Secure characterizes Grayvibe as a low to moderately sophisticated group that compensates for technical limitations through AI-assisted tooling. That framing is the critical data point for investors. When a modestly capable threat actor can materially accelerate malware development using commercially available LLMs, the asymmetry between offense and defense in cyberspace widens structurally. The implication is not that Grayvibe is an exceptional threat. The implication is that Grayvibe is now the baseline. Source: With Secure analysis of Grayvibe threat actor, May 2026. Terms and attribution are With Secure's own. The defense contractor feedback loop, where private equity capital should be positioned. The African Lion 2026 exercise structure reveals a procurement dynamic that institutional capital has underpriced. More than a dozen private defense contractors participated not as spectators but as active vendors receiving direct battlefield feedback from soldiers. This is the U.S. military's version of an accelerated product market fit cycle, compressed into a live exercise environment. For private equity sponsors evaluating defense tech platform companies, this has three direct implications. First, companies with documented exercise participation, specifically those named in after-action reports or embedded journalist accounts, carry a disinformation-resistant reference client. Second, the feedback loop between field performance and procurement decision is shortening. The traditional defense acquisition cycle, measured in years, is being compressed by the urgency of near-peer competition and real-time AI performance data from exercises like African Lion. Third, the 30-nation partner structure of the exercise creates a multiplied procurement surface. A platform validated by the U.S. Army in Morocco carries implicit endorsement weight with allied defense ministries across Europe and Africa. Our view: the 30-nation multinational structure of African Lion 2026 means a U.S. Army-validated AI platform has immediate relevance for allied procurement pipelines. This is not a single customer revenue story. It is the beginning of an allied standardization cycle. The Grayvibe findings compound the investment case on the defensive side. Legion Relay, with Secure documented, supports file enumeration, file exfiltration, screenshot capture, browser data theft, Telegram and WhatsApp data exfiltration, and remote desktop access setup. An adversary tool with that capability profile, deployed against military and government targets with AI-assisted development velocity, creates sustained demand for endpoint detection, network monitoring, and threat intelligence platforms serving NATO and allied government clients. The Dropbox CEO transition, a cautionary contrast for AI platform investors. The Dropbox leadership change, which triggered this broader analysis, frames the divergence between AI-native defense infrastructure and legacy cloud storage platforms attempting AI reinvention. Dropbox's transition to a new chief executive, with the payoff for DBX stock characterized by bar chart as potentially taking a long time, illustrates the execution risk embedded in AI pivot stories at mature SaaS companies. Terms of the leadership transition and specific financial targets were not disclosed in the available source material. The contrast with Palantir's documented battlefield deployment is instructive. One company is being validated in live military exercises with 30 nations. Another is in the early innings of a leadership change with an uncertain AI monetization timeline. For institutional portfolios, the AI investment thesis is not monolithic. The distribution of outcomes between AI-native defense infrastructure and AI-aspirational commercial SaaS is widening, and the African Lion 2026 evidence shifts the burden of proof decisively toward the former. The Plaquemium view: the market is pricing AI as a single thematic trade. African Lion 2026 and the Grayvibe disclosure together argue for a more granular segmentation. Defense AI is entering the field validation phase. This is the transition from R&D spend to operational procurement, and it is the highest conviction inflection point in any technology investment cycle. Palantir's named deployment at African Lion 2026 is the kind of reference event that historically precedes a multi-year procurement ramp. In prior defense technology cycles, such as GPS-enabled precision munitions after the Gulf War and network-centric warfare platforms post-2003, the companies with validated field systems in the first large-scale exercises captured disproportionate contract share in the subsequent procurement wave. What the market is missing is the threat multiplier feedback loop. Grayvibe's use of generative AI to accelerate malware development is not an isolated incident. It is a documented proof point that the adversarial use of commercial AI tools is lowering the barrier to sophisticated cyberattacks against military and government targets. Every incremental capability demonstrated by groups like Gravibe directly expands the addressable market for defensive AI platforms serving NATO members and allied governments. The offensive and defensive AI markets are not separate investment stories. They are codependent, and the escalation dynamic is structural. The Dropbox leadership transition, positioned as an AI reinvention story, belongs in a different portfolio bucket entirely. Civil commercial AI pivots at mature SaaS companies carry execution risk, customer churn risk from AI-native competitors, and uncertain monetization timelines. The payoff, as characterized by bar chart, could take a long time. Defense AI platforms with documented field performance carry a different risk profile. Customer concentration risk is real, but switching costs are high and the procurement cycle, once initiated, is measured in multi-year contract terms. Plaquemines' thesis, allocate to AI-native defense infrastructure platforms with documented field validation over commercial SaaS AI pivots at this stage of the cycle. The evidence from Morocco is not anecdotal. It is operational. The bottom line, the U.S. Army ran a live kill chain decision in 3 minutes at African Lion 2026. A Russian-linked threat actor is using generative AI to build malware at scale against Ukrainian military and government targets. These two facts, sourced and documented in May 2026, define the investment landscape for defense AI more precisely than any earnings call transcript. Private capital that treats AI as a single thematic basket is mispricing the distribution. The Dropbox CEO transition is a legitimate business story. It is not the same story as Palantir and a Moroccan desert command center with 30 allied nations watching. Institutional portfolios should hold both, but they should not weight them the same.